Today's daf is Bechoris daf Lamed Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of daf Lamed Hey, Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza and for Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basya. So the topic is a Bechor Balmum, a Bechor Behema Tahira, had it be given to a Kohen. The Kohen had to take it to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a carpet. If it developed a mum kavua, that was deemed a mum either by a Bezdin Shalgimel or by a Yachid, that's a mumcha. Then the halacha is that the Kohen can put it on the Mizbeach. He gets to keep it and he can eat it as chula. But we saw a very important halacha in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled, and that was that the only time a Bechor that develops a mum becomes mutter is if it developed a mum on its own. If, however, the Kohen would on his own give it a mum, then the halacha is hareza lo yishchot. He wouldn't be able to shecht it. How long will this iser shchita, thus iser achila, apply? It was a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Either way, the Gemara continues on that note. Hechi timtzos of how an Bechor can develop a mum, yet the halacha will not be what it usually is, and that is that a Bechor bal mum is nechas. Like the Mishnah Maisa, there was a story. There was an old ram, usa'are midoldel. It had very long hair. Vira'u kasterechot. And a Roman officer sees this old ram. Ba'amar. So he went to the Yidden and he said, Mativa shalzeh. Why is this so old? How come no one cut its hair? Looks a little odd. Amr Lai, they told him, Bechoru. It's a Bechor. The Einoi Nishchat, Elim Kein Hoya by Mom. And the halacha is, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash now. We can't take the Bechor and bring it as a carbon. As a result, what we need to do is wait for it to develop a Mom. And it's only once it develops a Mom that it's Yoytze L'chulin. It never developed a Mom. It was never Yoytze L'chulin. And it's for that reason we can't shecht it. We also can't even cut its hair. There's an iser giza. So when the Roman officer heard this, natal pigaim, he took his spear, vitzaram oznoi, and he hurt its ear, gave it a mum, and it then had a mum. But myself, the story came to the chachamim vitiru, and the chachamim said that it's okay to go ahead now and to eat this animal, meaning now it had a mum. And being that it had a mum, now it was going to be okay. After the Roman officer heard that what he had done allowed the Jews to be able to eat this animal, so he started going around finding becheres that people were waiting for them to develop a mum. He gave them mumim. They went to the same Rabbanim and said, is it okay for me to eat this Bechor v'asur? The Chachamim said that it's not going to be okay. Meaning the first one, they were matter, but after that, they weren't matter anymore. Pam achas, a similar story. There were children that were playing in the field. And they tied the tails of sheep to each other. And one of these sheep, their tail came off. That's a mum. And it turned out that it was a Bechor. But myself, and the story came to the Chachamim Vitiru. And the Chachamim were matter it. The Chachamim said that it's okay to treat this as a Bechor Balmum. Ro Shehitiru. When the children saw that they were matter the Bechor Balmum, Holchu Vikashu's Novi's Bechor Sacher. So the kid said, wow, this is good. Look at what we were able to accomplish. We were playing in the field, and now these Bechorim suddenly became mutter. So they went and they did this with other animals. Those already, Vasr, the Chachamim said, is not going to be okay. What's the difference? So you have two stories, similar stories. In the first case, there was a Roman officer who went and gave a Bechor a mum. The owner of the Bechor went to a Chacham. He asked him, is it okay for me now to treat this animal as if it's a Bechor ba mum? He said, yeah. So the Roman officer saw that the Yid was allowed to now eat this Bechor, because of what he had done, so he did it over and over and over again. Then the Chachamim said, no, that already is not going to be okay. The second story was there were children that were playing with sheep. Turned out one of them was a Bechor. Accidentally, the tail snapped off, which is considered a mum. The Chachamim said that it's okay now to treat it as a Bechor bal mum. When they realized what they had done and the outcome of what they had done, so they did it again and again and again. The Chachamim said, no, all the other ones are going to be awesome. So what's the difference? The difference is very simple. The first time the Roman officer gave the animal a mum, the first time the children gave this animal a mum, they didn't realize what they were doing. They were not aware of the fact that they were being matarit ba'achila. So being that it wasn't done bedas in the sense to be matarit ba'achila, to take it from a bechor tam to a bechor ba'amum, it's for that reason that it was mutter. Once the Roman officer saw that the Chachamim, the rabbis, were matter this Bechar La'achilo, once the children saw that what they had done allowed the Olam now to eat from this Bechar, so what they did the second time was considered Bidas. Bidas in the sense that they realized what the outcome of what they were doing was going to be. And it's for that reason it was going to be awesome. The Mishnah had to mention two stories. I mean, the two stories are similar. The reason the Mishnah is telling us a story is not just to tell us a story that relates to the sugyas that we're learning. The reason the Mishnah is telling us a story is obviously because there's something to be learned from it. The Gemara, what do I need both stories? I mean, the principle is the same. The first time it was mutter, second time it was aser. Why? So what do I need the same halacha in two contexts? I'll tell you why. Had we only had Ovid Kechavim, I would think that over there, the first time the guy did it, being that he didn't realize he was being matar b'achila, was considered mutter, because there's nothing really to worry about. Meaning, there would have been a svara to say, maybe, even though the guy did it, shaloi b'das, still it should be aser. Why? A gzera of some sorts. What gzera are you going to make by a guy? A guy is not muzer in these halachas, so like, why should we go ahead and make it us? Av a katan dasi the misrach, but a katan is a svara to say why maybe you should make such a takana. Because even though now he's a katan, now he's not mechuyev a mitzvah, he did it shaloi b'das anyways, but when he gets older, it's going to be very important for him to know, you're now going to be matam on b'kachin. So you would have thought that maybe we should be machmer in the case of the katan for a chinuch reason. Dilma asi la misrach. Therefore, the Mishnah told us the story by Katan. Yes, we only had the story by Katan. I would have told Mishnah. There's a svara to say that maybe Katan is more kuladig, because if you see that we're matter, when a Katan is matomum, no one's going to confuse a Katan with a Gadol. But if you're going to be matter when a guy does it, being that, although he's a guy, but he's a Gadol, so you may confuse him with a Gadol Yisrael, a Malay Tzricha. So the svara is this way, the svara is that way. That's when the Mishnah told me the story, both by a Katan and by an Ovikacham. Amrav Chizna, Amrav Katina. Lo Yishanu, Elad Amalei, Elim Kein Hoya Baimum. The original story was the castor, this Roman officer, sees an old ram, very long hair, no one ever trimmed its hair, groomed it a little bit, and he's bothered. He said, what's going on over here? So they told him that there's something called Bechar, and a Bechar has Kedusha, even Bizman Hazeh. Had there been a Beis HaMikdash, we would have brought it as a carbon. I dank the Romans, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And as a result, we have to wait for it to develop a blemish. And when it develops a blemish, at that point, we'll be able to groom it, we'll be able to eat it. But up until that point, we have to treat it as sacred. There's nothing we can do. He hears that, the Roman does. He takes his spear and he gives it a mum. The Chacham said that it's going to be mutter. Now, it's interesting. The Mishnah said that the reason it was mutter is because we assumed that the officer did it shaloi b'das. In fact, after the Chacham were matter, he did it again and again and again. And those the Chacham Amaser, because clearly the Roman officer realized the outcome of what he was going to do. Now it's a little interesting, just pasha when you read them, just if learning Mishnayos, forget about Daf Yomi, it'd be a little hard to understand the Mishnah. What do you mean he did it Shalai Bidas? He asked the Olam why no one's touching this Bechar. They said, because it doesn't have a mum. So he went ahead and he gave it a mum. So Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav Katina that just to understand pasha Pshan in the Mishnah, you have to add a little bit of Hezber, and that is, the Mishnah was talking about where the Yid told him that it's going to be mutter in Hoya Baimum, if it develops a mum. Therefore, the Roman officer was not really being led to believe that if he would make a mum, it would become mutter. Because if he would make a mum, it wouldn't Hoya Baimum, meaning it wouldn't be a situation where the mum developed, but rather, he's creating the mum. He's doing it proactively. But said Rav Chizin, named Rav Katina, had the Olam in the Yishuv told this Roman officer that I want you to know that if someone makes a mum or you make a mum, that it's going to be mutter, that it's command Amalei Zilav and Mumadami. That would be as if he told him to do it. In that case, it would be deemed that he did it bidas, and in that case, it wouldn't be okay. Meaning, Rav Chizin was bothered with this kasha. He said, what do you mean it was shalai bidas? What was the exchange? The exchange was that we're not eating it because it doesn't have a mum. So he goes ahead and he gives it a mum. That's called shalai b'das. Terry says, yeah, because what they told him was it becomes mutter if it develops a mum. That was what they told him. Had they said it becomes mutter if someone gives it a mum and then he would have done it, then for sure you would assume that he's doing it because of what you told him. Amar Rava, Rava said, I disagree. Mechti v'melohu. No one ever told the guy what to do. They were just telling him what the halach is. Therefore, mali hoya, mali nasa. I disagree with those semantics. I don't think it matters had the Olam told him it becomes mutter when it develops a mum, or it becomes mutter if someone gives it a mum. Meaning, even had they told them, it will be mutter if someone gives it a mum. Nasa nami memela huvaloshna. Being that it wasn't a direct tzivoy, nobody ever told him to do it. It was sort of in a roundabout way. In all cases, we would assume that the first time that the guy gave it a mum, he did it shalei bedas. Therefore, it was going to be mutter. So the Mishnah said that the first time the guy did it, the first time the tinoikis did it, it was mutter because it was done shalei bedas. After they realized the effect of what they had done, what happened subsequently, that was already done bedas. Okay, the Gemara Zach, the Mishnah said zehakla kol shul ledaitei also shalei ledaitei mutter. So we know whenever you find the lashon of zehaklal, so zehaklal is always coming the rabbi something. So the Gemara zehaklal of kol shul aser lasuye mai. What's it coming to be marbel? So the Gemara lasuye grom. It's coming to be marbel that if someone creates a mum in a carbon bederech groma, the halacha is that it's going to be aser. Shaloi ledas, if it was done shaloi bedas, it's mutter. What's that coming to rabbis? Lasuye masich levitumai. What would be if someone told the guy, but he didn't tell it to him directly? Question answer. But it was masich levitumai that he allowed the guy to know the halacha of mum, and then he went ahead and he gave it a mum. The halacha is masich levitumai is considered shaloi midas, and shaloi midas is going to be mutter. Zok de mishnevayta hoy bechar roitfai. If somebody was being chased by a bechar, ba'atai, he turned around, he was afraid of the animal, so he kicked the animal. Self-defense. For also by mum. And now he gave the animal that was chasing him a mum. Hariz a shaykh and all of the halachas is going to be allowed to shech that he's going to be allowed to eat this animal. Meaning the Mishnah said that if somebody himself gives a bechor a mum, the halacha is hareza lo yishchet. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Olamis, according to the Chachamim, you have to wait for it to develop a new mum. In this case, the owner of the animal gave his animal a mum. But being that he did it in self-defense, he didn't do it with the kavana to be moderate. That wasn't his intent. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. This is only true if he kicked the animal literally while he was chasing him. But if he kicked it after it was chasing him, meaning the animal chased him, he somehow survived, he lived to tell the story. And then a couple of hours later, he sees the animal, he gives it a shtois, and now, right, he's nagach the shoyer, and now the animal developed a mum. In that case, you don't have this halacha. Of course, you're a regular matul mum b'kachin. Like the Mishnah said on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, you're not going to be able to shecht. I mean, it's obvious. While you're being chased, that's the hetter, because he chased you yesterday. So the Gemara, yeah, there could have been such a havamit. I would have thought, sorry, who the midgar? When you saw the animal, you got a little spooked. It reminded you of your trauma. So as a result, it's a little sweet revenge against the animal that was hunting you down. So either way, maybe it's not considered a regular matal bumbu kachim. So maybe the halach is that it should be mutter kamashmo. Ikidamri, in fact, some had a reverse Girsa in Rapapa's Allah. I'm Rapapa Loitame, don't think that's the only time it's going to be okay to shech based on this mum, as if it happened b'shas redifa, but shaloi b'shas redifa, no, elafilu achra redifa nami, even if it's achra redifa, my time, what's the reason? Because we assumed, sari hu te komitger, this svara, which was a mauda tema, in the first lichna of the Gemara, is the maskana in the second lichna of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, another halacha. Mutar lahatal mum b'bchar, koidim sheyetze la'avara oilam. It's okay to be matal mum in a b'char before it's born. Meaning, even though the halacha is that matal mum b'kachim is very, very chamor, stating that when it comes to a b'char that's a fetus, it's still inside the womb of its mother. The halach is, there's no issa to be matal mum. And this is really based on sugyas earlier in the Masechta, where it's mavur that the kedushas bechar comes about when the animal is born. So it's only after the leda that it has its full kedusha. Thus, the issa matal mum, which of course is related to the kedusha of the bechar, koydim sheyetze la'avara oilam, will not be in effect. Oh, my Rava, Rava says, I'll give you an example of how you can be matal mum b'kachim before it's yotze la'avara oilam. Gadia b'udne, as it relates to a baby goat, it's possible to be mazik, its ear, before it's born. And as a result, that would be an example of being matal mum b'bchar koydim sheyetze la'avar oilam. Imra, if it's a baby sheep, you would not be able to make the mum in its ear. Meaning once the ear is exposed to the point that you could be matal mum there, it's already too late. It means it was born already. The leda was already complete. The way you'd be able to do it with a sheep is in its lips. It'd be possible to do it with a sheep as well in its ear. In the event that it came out with its face sideways, so it'd be possible to touch its ear before the head is completely outside of the rechem, meaning before we have what's considered a halachically deemed leda. Amar Rava, Rava said another halach with regards to a mum. Achal v'loy michsi. What if an animal has a mum? It's inside its mouth. Now, when it eats, you can't see the mum. But po'yu michsi. But when it opens up its mouth, then you're able to see the mum. Having mum that would be considered a mum. Meaning, the halacha is, and this is really a halacha later in the Masechta, that says that the only time a mum is considered a mum to be matar b'char is if the mum is begali, you're able to see it. But if you can't see the mum, it's not considered a mum. Interesting halacha. So only if the mum is begali is it considered a mum. Otherwise not. So Rava said, what happens if you have a mum, which sometimes is begali, and sometimes is behester, such as something inside an animal's mouth. While it eats, you don't see it. But when it opens its mouth, you do see it. So Rava said, very simply, it's going to be a mum. And that seems like a chiddush, because you could have argued, being that you don't always see it, maybe it's not considered a mum. But the Gemara says, Maiko Mashmalon, Tonino, isn't it a mafurish? Mishnah says, Achut and Achitsoinio is Shenifgemu, Vishenigmemu, the outer gums, the gums that are more exposed, that you're able to see of the animal. So if they're Nifgam or Nigmam, they're somehow severed a little bit, the halacha is considered a mum. Hapnimiyah is as it relates to the inner gums, the gums that are not visible, shenekru, there they have to be completely uprooted, but when they're uprooted, it's considered a mum. Why? You can't see it. Must be my time. Because even though usually you look at a person, you don't see the back of his gums, but if he opens his mouth, if he's in a dentist chair, then maybe you will be able to see it. But it's possible to see it. I mean that it's possible to sometimes see it. You see it's considered a mum. So isn't that Rava's halacha? So why do I need Rava to tell me something that's already a mafurish mishnah? Without the mishnah, it sounds like Rava's saying a chiddush. But it's a mishnah. So the Gemara, Rabba, Rava nami, time in the mefarish. Rava was coming to explain the mishnah. Meaning, my time in nekra, Rabbi mumo, pshim l'chapoy michsi. Rava knew the mishnah. Rava was explaining the mishnah. The mishnah just says a halacha. The Mishnah just says that as it relates to the gums, the inner gums, the ones that you can't see, once they're nekar, they're considered a mum. Why? It's not a mum shebegalui. So Rava was coming to explain the halacha, and it was important to know the time of the halacha, because the halacha is something that you may be able to apply in other areas as well. Another mission. Kol hamumin haru'uyin lavai bidei adam. Any mum that's possible for a person to inflict. So there are some mumin that one can afflict to an animal. There are others that's not possible. Just a very obvious example. The Mishnah later is going to list that an animal that has five legs is considered a mum. So you can't give an animal a fifth leg. But an animal that has a cut in its ear, that's something that could have happened to Mela. That's something that you yourself could have done. Which means that every single time an animal has a mum, and you go to the mumcha, or you go to the tribunal, the bezdin that's overseeing the bechairis, and they're going to decide now whether it is a mum or not, there's two things they need to factor into consideration. Number one, is it a mum? Is it begalui? Is it kavu? Is it one in the moment? That's a whole Shulchan Aruch, as we've seen a little bit, and we're going to learn a lot of Mishnayos and Gemaras that talk about specific moments. Gemaras that are going to mirror Elu Trefus, the anatomy of an animal, as it relates not to Hilchus Trefus, Basabasa the Trefus, Leisachelu, but as it relates to the laws of movement of Bechiris. That's coming. But the point is that there's another thing you have to take into consideration. And that is, was this mum something that happened by Memela? Or did somebody go ahead and actually create the mum? Because if somebody created the mum, that's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey on the top of the Yomid. It's not so pashut that just because it has a mum, even a mum kavua, even if it's begaloi, then now it's going to be mutter. You also have to determine the history, the genesis of the mum. Had this mum happen? Did it happen on its own? Yeah, okay, that's great. But if it didn't happen on its own, then it's going to be a problem. So look, the Mishnah, very important halach. Kol hamumin haru'uyin lavi b'dei adam. Any mum which is possible that could have happened on b'dei adam. So Bezdin now is going to have to do a little bit of due diligence to determine the history of the mum. Okay, so what are they going to do? They're going to go to the shepherd, they're going to go down to this person's field, and they're going to try to determine exactly what had happened. So the first person they're going to interview is probably the shepherd himself. Is he believed, or is he not? Is he believed to say that it happened to B'Mela, or is he not believed to say that? Zok Mishnah, Roye Yisrael Nemanim, Roye Kayhanim Inu Nemanim. Mishum Gamliel Loimer, Neman Hu'al Shal Chaveiroi, Ve'in Neman Al Shal Atzmei. Roye is always believed for somebody else, he's just not believed when it comes to his own thing. Way too much Negias. Rab Meir says, Achoshud Al Adavar, someone that's choshud on something, Loidonev Loimeidai. So if you wouldn't trust him for his own animal, you can't trust him for somebody else's animal. Because if you're a choshud for something, Loidona, you can't be a dayan to judge that type of inyan. You're not right to be an aid for that inyan either. Either way, the Mishnah said that, do you trust the raya or do you don't trust the raya to say that the mum happened b'meila? Said the Mishnah, raya Yisrael nemanim, raya kanim, ain't a nemanim. That was the Tanakhama. Shimon Gamliel said, you always believe somebody else, you just not believe for yourself. Rameir said that for anything that you're not believed for somebody, for yourself, you can never say Eidos even for a third person. So two things. Number one, what does Roy Yisrael Nemanim mean and Roy Kehanim Einan Nemanim mean? That's the first question. The second question is, it's not so clear what the three shittas in the Mishnah are. Specifically, the Tanakam and Rameir seem to be saying the same thing. Zok Digimah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. There was Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. We're not sure who said what. But we know Rabbi Yochanan held one way, Rabbi Elazar held another way. In terms of Pasha Pshat, had to understand the Mishnah. Chadam, I once said that when the Mishnah says, Roy Yisrael Nemanim, Roy Kanim Einin Nemanim, Roy Yisrael Beikoyhanim Nemanim. What it means is that if you have a Roy Yisrael, he's going to be believed even if he's working in the house of a Kohen. Meaning the definition of Roy Yisrael means a shepherd who's a Yisrael, that he's not a Kohen. When it says that Roya Kehanim are not believed, what it means is a shepherd that's a Kohen is not believed. And the Gemara explains. Why is a Roya Yisrael believed? Because a Roya that's a Yisrael is not in the Bechar business. He doesn't get a Bechar. A Kohen gets a Bechar. A Yisrael doesn't get a Bechar. So let's think, what would be his Negiyas to lie? He works for, let's say, a Kohen. And the Kohen gets Bechairis. He has a Bechar right now. If the Bechar has a Mum, then the Kohen's going to shecht it, he'll eat it. And the most the Roy Yisrael will get is he'll be able to participate. We pass him like Beisilu, that Yisrael's allowed to eat from the Bukhar. So the most that he's going to get, he'll get a shtick flesh from this Bukhar. Lilagima, for that little thing that he's going to get, Lechashina, we're not worried. So there's no reason for him to lie. So, Chadomar, that when the Mishnah says Roy Yisrael Namanim, it means when the shepherd himself is Yisrael. Roy Kanim, the Yisrael ain't Namanim, but as it relates to a Roy Koyin, even if he's in the house of Yisrael, he's not believed. You know why? May Marama, he's going to say, Kim in the Tarachnebe, Loy Shavu Yilivit, Lavad Achridi. Right, if you have a Roy Koyin that's working in Yisrael's house. So now the Yisrael has this Bechar, and it's not clear what happened. You know why the Roy may lie? Because he's a Koyin. And he may be hoping that his boss is going to give him the animal. So being that he's a Kohen, he has a Negias. What's the Negias? To say it has a mum, now you're allowed to eat it. As a result, we don't trust it. Vuadin, Kohen l'Kohen. The same would be true if you had a Roya Kohen working in a Kohen's house. Now here the Svara of getting the Bechar doesn't apply, because a Kohen doesn't give the Bechar. A Yisrael gives the Bechar to the Kohen. Here his boss is a Kohen. But still the Chashina l'Goyman could be. There's a svara to say that the person will lie, because in his mind, he'll say, you know, I'll do my boss, the Kohen, a favor, and one day, you know, it's going to come around, and he'll do me the favor again. When I need somebody to say Eidos on behalf of one of my, I'm a Kohen, I get Bechar, so if I need someone to say Eidos on behalf of my Bechar, so maybe he'll do the same thing for me. But the point is, the Roy Yisrael's believed, because he has no Negias, he's not in the Bechar business, he has no horse in this race, pun intended. As opposed to the Roy Kohen, he has a vested interest in the Bechar. If he's working for Yisrael, maybe he's actually going to get the Bechar. And even if he's working for a Kohen, I'll do you a favor. One day you'll do me a favor. Chashina legoimlin. As a result, Roy Yisrael Neman and Roy Kehan made a boss for Shem Gamliel and Meir. Shem Gamliel is the second sheet in the Mishnah. Neman hu al shal chavei Roy. Veinoi Neman al shal atzmoi. No, you always believe for somebody else. Shem Gamliel wasn't chayshid or Roy Kohen lying for somebody else. For himself, yeah, that's a different story. But ein adam chayta v'loy loy. Shem Gamliel is not worried about these svaras of Gaimlin and maybe he's going to get it. Yeah, a person is not just going to go ahead and lie. Say, Eidu Sheker, Leisana Bireyache Eid Sheker. No one's good. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's not so clear that a person, unless he has a real, real incentive to do it. This is not enough of an incentive. Rameir said, Achashel Adav, Leidonav, Leidonav. The Gemara didn't really explain Rameir Shita yet. The Gemara is going to do that later in the Sukkah. The Chadom, that was one Pshan of the Mishnah. What's another Pshan of the Mishnah? How else could you learn the Mishnah? That when it says, Roy Yisrael, what it means is, Vehen Koyhanim Nemanim. It means, Roy of Yisrael. So if the Raya is working for a Yisrael, not the shepherd is a Yisrael, but a shepherd, even if he's a Kohen that works for Yisrael, is going to be believed. Why is he going to be believed? L'chaira, if the shepherd is a Kohen and he's working for a Yisrael, maybe he's going to lie because he wants to get the Bechar. So this Chad Amar held, no, that's not a Svara. Because the Raya knows that at the end of the day he's a Raya. And L'chaira, his boss probably wants to give the Bechar to a Chasheva, Talmud Chacham, to a Shainiyit. Why is he going to give it to me? I'm just a shepherd. So in his mind, he never thinks he's going to get it anyway. So there's not enough of a Svarah to assume that he's going to lie. Raya Kayanim, however, Nein Yisrael. But if the Raya was working for a Kayin, even if he's a Yisrael, in an Amanim, there is not going to be believed. The Chashin Elul Gimel, because being that he's working for a Kayin, the Kayin has a Bechar, and being that the Kayin has a Bechar, he wants to lie because he wants to benefit from it. He thinks that maybe he's going to get part of the Suda. V'cholshken Kayin l'Kayin. Certainly if a Raya Kayin was working for a Kayin, number one, the Chashin l'Gaimlin, the Chashin l'Gimel. Now there's two svaras why maybe he's going to lie. Number one, he wants to participate in the Suda. Number two, being that he's a Kayin, he thinks that maybe one day he'll get it from someone else, and if I lie for you, you're going to lie for me. But either way, the point is that what matters is not whether the Raya himself is a Yisrael or a Kayin, but what matters is whether he's working for a Yisrael or he's working for a Kayin. That Rav Shimon said, either way, there's two very distinct ways how to learn the Mishnah. The first pshat is that when the Mishnah says Raya Yisrael, Naman, Raya Kayin, and Namanim, what we're discussing is the Raya himself. Is the Raya Yisrael? Is the Raya Kayin? Raya Yisrael is believed, because why shouldn't he be believed? He's not in the Bechar business. Why would he lie? A Raya Kayin, the Svaras. Maybe he'll get this Bechar, maybe he'll get a different Bechar some other day. So being that he has a vested interest in Bechayrois, him we don't trust. And therefore, he's not going to do it. The other pshat was, Raya Yisrael Namanim, a Raya of a Yisrael is believed. But if the Raya is working for a Kayin, that's where he's not believed. Zok to Gemara, I say, according to the second pshat, that a Raya that works for a Yisrael is always believed, whether he's a Yisrael or whether he's a Kayin. Then we can understand Rameyer. What did Rameyer say? And that's in contrast to the Tanakhama. Meaning, according to the second shot, when is a Raya believed? A Raya is believed if he works for a Yisrael. Doesn't matter if he's a Yisrael or if he's a Kayin. So the Tanakhama holds, if you're a Raya working for a Yisrael, whether you're a Yisrael or you're a Kayin, you're going to be believed. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the second Shita. He says, a Raya is always believed. Unless it's your own thing, you're always going to be believed. What does Rameyer say? Rameir says that being that you wouldn't trust a Kayin for his own Bechar, so you can't trust him somebody else's Bechar. Okay, so as it relates to Rameir arguing with the Tanakhama, he knocked out one of the two kulas of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, if I'm a Raya working for Yisrael, I believe. Doesn't matter if I'm a Yisrael or a Kayin. Rameir said, no, if you're a Kayin working for Yisrael, you're not going to be believed. Because if you're not believed for yourself, okay, but as it relates to the first Halacha, the Tanakhama and Rameir are going to agree. The point is the machloikis between Rameir and the Tanakhama is a Raya Kayin that's working for Yisrael. The Tanakhama said, every Raya that works for Yisrael is going to be believed. Doesn't matter if you're a Kayin, it doesn't matter if you're a Yisrael. No, a Yisrael that works for Yisrael is going to be believed. But a Kayin that works for Yisrael is not going to be believed. So there's three shittas in the Mishnah. Ella lamando amak kayhanim beYisrael, Raya kayhanim beYisrael enam anim. But according to the first pshat said that when it says Raya Yisrael enam anim, it means if the Raya is a Yisrael. If the Raya is a Kayin, he's not believed. Mayasa Rameir Lashmi Inon. Hainu Tanakamas. What's the chil between Tanakama and Rameir? Tanakama holds that a Yisrael is believed, a Kayin is not believed. And Rameir also said a Yisrael is believed, and the Tanakama is not believed. And a Kayin is not believed. Zakhti Gemara. It could be Nayo. You have to say Nafkimin is going to be something else. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusoy. The tiny balloon to the Brahis of Shuman. Fusoy Yoimer. Bechar be Kayin. Tzorich Shnaim and Ashok Lahidol. So till now we're discussing the Raya himself, the shepherd. Is the shepherd believed? Does he have an Amanus? Or is the shepherd not believed? Raya Yisrael, Raya Kayin, two pshatim, exactly what it means. Three shittas in the Mishnah, Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rameir. What would be, forget the Raya, Stam, there's a person, he has a Bechar, he's a Kayin, and the question, and there's a mum, the shaila is, did the mum happen memela, or did somebody actually give it the mum? So Rabbi Shimon Kfusoy said, two chidushin. Number one, you need two people to say Eidos. You need Shnei Eidim in order to say Eidos, but those two Eidim could be even Kayhanim. That's where it would happen afkamina between the Tanakhama and Rameir. Meaning the Tanakhama was talking only about a Raya. Tanakhama had no fundamental problem with a Kayin saying Eidos. He had, according to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, an issue with a Raya Kayin. But as it relates to a Kayin per se, no one said that a Kayin can't say Eidos. In fact, if he wasn't a Raya, if this Kayin was going to be mitzaref with somebody else, we'd have two Eidim, maybe it'd be okay. Rameir was mechadesh, a whole new Svara. A Svara that really transcends the laws of Bechairis, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. It's negay many areas in Eidos, which is a choshed al adover loy donay v'loy ma'ida. So to the extent that Kohanim are choshed, when it comes to maybe being matamum, they're not believed to say Eidos for their own animal, that would mean that they wouldn't be Neman. So in our Mishnah's case of Roya, there really is no Nafgamina between the Tanakam and Rameir. Where the Nafgamina plays itself out is where it wasn't a Roya, where you want a Koyan to be Mitzara for somebody else to say Eidos, which was Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai's Halacha, as relates to that, it would chapa Nafgamina. Either way, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai addressed what would be if there's a Bechara in the house of a Koyan, and we want to determine the history of a mum that it has. Did it develop, or did somebody do it by Yadayim? Sorech Shnayim and Ashuk L'Hayadol. That's the first sheet. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Hemshech of that Braisa, not the Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Braisa. No, a person's son, a person's daughter is believed to say Eidos, to say that the mum happened on its own. Rav Yossi said, Afilu Asara Vehem B'nei Beisai Ein Me'idim Malav. I disagree. If you remember the house, even 10 wouldn't be okay. So what's Rabbi Yossi Shita? He's arguing with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He doesn't agree with Afilu B'noi Afilu B'itoi, but he also doesn't agree with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kfusai. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kfusai said you need two Eidim. Rabbi Yossi holds all you need is an Eid Echad, but whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said a Karev is believed, Afilu B'noi Afilu B'itoi, he holds not. So there's three Shitas. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kfusai holds you need two Eidim. Rabbi Yossi, let's go backwards, holds even an Eid Echad. Shem Gamliel goes even further. He says, "Afilu bnoi va'afilu bitoi." Come on, as a hado, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Ketina. Softi b'chor shenei lo be'Yisrael. Tzorach shnayim and ashuk lo adalov. Now, the brisa of Rabbi Shul ben Kfusai was talking about a kayin. A kayin received as a gift, a bechar. It's zman azel, let's say. So he has to wait for it to develop a mum before he'll be able to do anything with it. Now it has a mum. We're trying to determine, did it develop the mum on its own, or did somebody actually give it the mum? So Rabbi Shul ben Kfusai said, you need to aid him. Shem Gamliel said, Eid Echad, even B'nai Ubita, Rabbi Yossi said Eid Echad, but it can't be a family member. What would be in the case where Yisrael has a mum, or Yisrael has a Bechar, and he's waiting for it to develop a mum? Now what would be the case? If Yisrael has a Bechar, he has to give it to a Kai. The case is where it's not a Vadai Bechar, but where it's a Safik Bechar. And these were also sugis in the beginning of the Masechta. What happens when Yisrael has a Safik Bechar? Hamoitza Mechaveri Oliver Raya. So you don't have to give it to the Kai. But at the same time, being that it may be a Bechar, a Safik Bechar, you have to wait for it to develop a mum. So now the Yisrael is the one that's sitting around and waiting for it to develop a mum. So Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav Ketino, Safik Bechar Shenoilad Be Yisrael, Tzarech Shnayim and Ashuk Lo'ed Olav, you need to aid them, again to say Eidos, that the mum happened on its own. Who's that like? Come on, Rabbi Shimon ben Kfusai. Just like Rabbi Shimon ben Kfusai said it with regards to the Vadai Bechar in the Rishus of the Kayin, the same would be true for a Safik Bechar that's in the Rishus of the Yisrael. Rav Nachman said, no, Bayit Lami Idin Allah. That when it comes to a Safik Bechar in the house of Yisrael, everybody agrees, even the Bailam himself could say Eidos. Meaning the owner, we don't even ask questions. You come to the Rav, it has a mum, the Rav's not even going to ask you, how did this mum develop? The Safik Bechar Biyad Yisrael, the Bailam is believed on. Meaning all the issues that we have, we don't trust you, that's all in the house of the Kohen. But in the Yisrael's house, even the Bechar that the Yisrael's keeping, it's a Safik Bechar, he gets to keep it. The Yisrael's not a Choshen. Why? Because if you're not going to say that, Meiser, as it relates to Meiser Behemo, Meiser Behemo is the same halacha. When Meiser Behemo is a tam, you have to bring it as a carbon. Once it develops a mum, you get to keep it. Here's the kasha. If you're going to get to keep it, who's going to be able to say Eidos on the Maisa Behema that it developed a mum? Assuming that you don't trust the Bailam, that means all the Bailams in the world are not Nemanim. If no one's a Neman for themselves, then no one's a Neman for somebody else either. Because that was Rav Meir's sheet in the Mishnah. Geshmak HaKasha. HaChashad Al HaDavar. Lo'idonev Lo'mi'idah. So Rav Nachman said, who in the world can possibly say Eidos? Anyone is ra'oi technically to have his own animal. Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, Ger. Everybody could have their own. As a result, they're all chashudim. Once you're a chashid, let me yidai. So who's must be not a chashid? So Rav Nachman said, you see from here that Yisrael is not a chashid. Only a kohen's a chashid. Not Yisrael. But the Gemara says, no, one second. Maisa vaday mehamin. Could be by maisa you believe. By maisa there's no chashid. This is a svar that we had in Shabbos' daf. The ibai shadi be'muba b'kuli adre. Because by maisa there's always a svar. There's like a migu you have. That if you wanted, you could have taken all your animals, given them mums before you made them kaddish. See, matamum b'kachim is a problem. Once you have an animal that's kaddish, you can't give it a mum. So a Bechar is born b'ktusha, unless you do a berechem imoy, there's no way to be matarit without violating a nisr. Ma'isa behemet is an etzah. Because Maisa Behema doesn't become Kadosh until Asir Yeah Kadosh. When it goes Tachas HaShevet, that's when it gets its Kedusha. So if you would give it a mum before it went Tachas HaShevet, it'd be a Eitzah to be Matal Mum without actually being over an Aveira. So it's for that reason, the Svar is to say that people wouldn't lie when it comes to being Matal Mum and Maisa Behema. Because if you're such a Shakran, and you're looking for loopholes, you're looking for ways out, then you might as well just do it in the kosher way. And you might as well just be Matal Mum before it actually got its Kedusha. So maybe over there, you're right, you're not Choshev, but that's not a Raya. Don't bring me a Raya from Maisa Behema to Safik Bechar, but the Gemara says, you're right, I'll bring up, Reb Nachman's proof was really from somewhere else. Safik Bechar le Rav Meir mi Meido. What he meant to say was, Safik Bechar, according to Rav Meir, who's going to say Eidos? Maybe according to Rav Meir, a Safik Bechar, Taka has no Taka. I mean, a Safik Bechar that Yisrael keeps, according to Rav Meir, for sure, nobody should be able to say Eidos, because we're all a Chashud. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe by Safik Bechar, according to Rav Meir, there's no Eidzah. Let's say Takanta. Is that so hard to fathom? Gemara says, yeah, it's connected to Mishnah. Because Fatanah, we learned in a Mishnah we spent a lot of time on together. If you have a Safik Bechar, now you shechted it. Do you have to give the Zeroya L'chayayim and Kevin to a Kayin? Or do you not have to give the Zeroya L'chayim and Kevin to a Kayin? Now, if there's a shayla of whether or not you give the Zeroya L'chayim and Kevin, obviously you shechted it. And Rav Meir is one of the Tanoim that discussed the Salach. Clearly, Rav Meir holds, you're allowed to shech the Safik Bechar. How are you allowed to shech the Safik Bechar? How do you know that the Bechar happened b'memela? Clearly, we're trusting somebody. How could you trust somebody? Every Yisrael is chashan on a Safik Bechar. And once he's a chashan, lo yidanav l'meyidah. Must be Yisrael is not chashan. Elish, ma'am, you know, b'ayla me'idin ala. What's the svara? The svara is, I mean, this is the proof. But what's the svara? Ki'anim ud chshidi amum, Yisrael ud chshidi amum. Ki'anim ha chashan when it comes to these things. A Yisrael is not chashan when it comes to these things. It, Rav Nachman, I'm Alach Rishim Gamliel. Alach Rishim Gamliel, who said that even a son and a daughter is neman to say that the mum that this Bechar happens, that has developed on its own. Rav Amar, Halachik Rav Yossi, who said that, all you need is an Eid Echad, but he can't be a car. Did Rav Paskin like Rav Yossi? Rav said, what would be if the owner, the Koyein, who has this Bechar was standing outside? Nichna Shalem, and the Bechar walked into the house, and then, a few moments later, it walks out, and suddenly it was damaged. So the halach is me'idin olaf. The people that are in the house can say edus that the mum happened b'memela, and we're going to be matarit b'achila. Now it sounds like the people in the house are the b'nei bayis, right? Who's in your house? The assumption is it's not a soup kitchen. This is a family. And the family members that are in the house are the ones that are going to say Eidos. How could the family members say Eidos? I thought Rava said Allah Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Shito was that Bitoi and Bnoi are not Neman. Zach the Gemara Ema Kol Bailim Oyvim Veloichai Shini. You have to say the case was not where only the Balabas was standing outside. All the family members were outside. Everybody was outside, and whoever was inside was not part of the family. It entered a time, it walked out a Baal Mum. Whoever's inside is Nema. The Gemara says, Yochim Ayla, but what's the Chiddush? I mean, it sounds like there's some Chiddush over here. If the Chiddush is not that the B'nai Bayis on Nema, then what is the Chiddush in this case? So, the Gemara, Ma'al Detema, I would have thought Nechach Lushadik Ma'ashmoa. This certainly looks a little fishy, right? Here you have the whole family is outside, punked at that moment, it developed a Mum. It looks like something was being set up over. We're not sure what, but there's enough here to make us a little bit uncomfortable to maybe not trust whoever's inside. Kamash Malan that we trust in. Zokti Gemara v'Hilchas Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the bottom line? So Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav said the halacha is like Rav Yossi. So we need now the halacha to be machria, the poiskin. Zokti Gemara, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That b'noy and b'tai are believed. Aba v'davka b'noy and b'tai, aval ishtoi loy. My time, ishtoi kegufoi dami. Either way. Before we end today's daf, just to go back and speak out some raid that relates to the beginning of the daf, that's also a hemshach to some of the raid that we spoke at earlier in the week. So the daf began with Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was an old ram that lived in Yerushalayim. It had very long hair. It was clearly very unkempt. And there was a kastorech, a Roman officer, that saw it. And he went to the Yidden that were living in the Yishuv, and he asked them, Mativoy Shalayil Zu? Why is this so old? How come nobody's taking care of it? So he said, I'll tell you the truth. This animal is a Bechar. And Bezman Shadeh Samikdash Ayakayim, we would take this animal, we'd be makrivit on the Mizbeach. Today we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. And despite the fact that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, this Bechar still has Kedusha. What we need to do is we need to wait for it to develop a Mum. When it develops a mum, then it's going to be mutar b'achila. The Roman officer heard that. He took a spear out. He pierced its ear. Gave it a mum. V'tiru chachamim. And the chachamim were matar. Stating that, the Mishnah said the only reason the chachamim were matar is because the castor, this officer, did not realize what the outcome of what he had done was going to be. But as soon as he realized, when he did it again and again, at that point, the chachamim mastered it already. Because even a guy, that's matar mum. It's only if he does a shaloi midas that it becomes mutter. But if a guy would do it midas, it would be aser. In other words, we have a sugya with a mishnah and some gemara, a lot of rishonim, that discuss a guy that's matal mum. Does it become mutter b'achila, or does it not become mutter b'achila? A bechar that develops a mum on its own is mutter b'achila. If you yourself go and you're matal mum, it's aser b'achila. What if a guy did it? He did it l'daitai. Is it going to be mutter? Is it going to be aser? So it's a sugya, and it comes out pretty clear. Zeh klal koshu l'daitai aser. L'daitai means, even if I didn't tell the guy to do it, he's doing it midaitai, his own das. As long as he knows, he has an understanding of what the titsa of what he's doing is going to be, that would be enough to say that it's going to be aser. So again, a sugya of when a guy is matum umbegotchen, how does it relate to these b'chayrus halachas? Does it become mutter, or does it not become aser? What the sugya doesn't seem to be discussing, at first glance, and again, only at first glance, is whether there's an iser to tell a guy to be matumum, or whether there is no iser to tell a guy to be matumum. Meaning, it says in the Torah v'chamum l'yevai, there's an iser to be matumum b'gotchen. In fact, the Gemara said, it says kol mum l'yevai, and we learn from the extra word kol, that not only is it aser to go ahead and be matumum, but even al yidei grama, it's going to be aser to be matumum. And the Gemara's case of grama is, you're not allowed to put a cake on the ear of an animal to entice a dog to go take a bite out of the cake and then take a bite out of the ear of the animal to be matamum. That's included in the iser of komum layiabai. So is it usa to tell a guy to go ahead and do it for you or not? That's not something that was mufurish in the Gemara. Stating that, early in the week we spoke out that it would seem to perhaps be a machlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi. The Minchas Chinuch is said a chiddush that being that the Gemara says that if someone's matamum b'kachim, al yidei groma, he's like the iser of kamum la yibai, if somebody would tell a chereshoit of a katan, go, listen to me, and I want you to take this spear or take the tails and go play with them, like in the case of our Mishnah, and a mum would come about, you'd be over this, sir, matal mum, because you caused it to happen. And even though there's no shlichas for a chereshayt v'katan, there's nothing to do with shlichas. It's not the pshat that the mice of the chereshayt v'katan is nesiachis to me, but at the end of the day, I caused it to happen. So I'm not worse than a grum, and grum is aser, so this is going to be aser. But said the Mechas Chinuch, if you would tell a gadol to do it, or a guy, let's say, to do it, then you wouldn't have this halacha. Because being that the gadol, even the non-Jew, is a bar das, so he's acting adaita denafshe, once he's acting adaita denafshe, it's not considered that I caused him to do it. We assume he did it on his own. And there's not even going to be a maisa grum. Stating that, we said over for Rav Hirsch Pesach, who in a gorgeous shtickle with regards to grama b'mitzvahs speaks out again and again and again that yesh loymer, if you tell a guy to go ahead and do something, even though ain't shlichas levi kechavim, but being that he's only doing it because of me, so l'chayr I'm a grama. And if I'm a grama, wherever there's a halach of grama, he wanted to be mechadish this grama b'mitzvahs. If we have time, we'll speak a little bit more about that later. He wanted to be mechadish at this grama b'mitzvahs, and as a result, if you tell a guy to do a mitzvah for you, it could be, it's as if I did the mitzvah, I could even make a birchas ha-mitzvahs, the tazen, yerideh, simen kuf chaf, and the mongad avram, and reish samach gimel, all the raid that we spoke at earlier in the week. But the point is, Rav Hirsch Pesach held that if I tell an oivik ha-chavim, even though he's a bar das, and he does it for me, it's going to be considered grama. So l'chayra, if I tell a guy to go ahead and do it now, is it grama or is it not grama? Michas Chinuch says clearly in Reish Pei Zayin it's not grama. Rav Hirsch Pesach seems to say that it would be grama. But the truth is we have to take a step backwards and really be ma'ayin in some of the Rishayim. There's a Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph. This is a classic raid. Ibayiluhu Mao Sheyema Adam Lenachri Chasayim Parasi. We know there's an Isser in the Torah of Leisachsim Shor B'dishai. So if your shor is threshing, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on its mouth. Leisachsim Shor B'dishai. Freik the Gemara. Clears the Gemara. Is it okay to tell a non-Jew to go ahead and do the Leisachsim on your behalf? I'm not doing it myself. I'm telling a non-Jew to do it on my behalf. Meaning, is there a mirror la'akum when it comes to leisachsim shor b'dishai? What's the shayla? Mi amrina, do you say? Ki amrina amir l'nachri shvos, ha'ni mi l'nin Shabbos. When would the chachamim mechadish amir la'akum? That's when it comes to Shabbos. This is skila. Av chasima, which is only a lav, loy, oidum aleshna. Or perhaps, there's no difference. The Rosh in the seventh parak, Masechtas Bava Metzia, on that Gemara, it's simin vav, says as follows. Kosev arrived. The high boy the chasim lo yefshita. This shaila of whether there's amir la'akum when it comes to lo yisachs and shabadisha is an ibay lo yefshita. It's a teiko, says the Ravid. If that's the case, azlina lekula. We go lekula lahalacha. Why? Because being that amir la'akim is only a shvos, it's only an issa derabanan. So it comes out, it's a selfie derabanan. If it's a selfie derabanan, you're going to go lekula. Zok de rosh. I have a bumbakasha. Va'afal gavte maskinon. De mato mum bekachim ayde nachri aser. Even though it's a mafurish asogia, that you're not allowed to be mato mum bekachim. Where's that sugya? Kid Isa the Bechiris Perikol Psuli Abikdashim Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Our daf, the Rosh saw an our daf somehow that not only if a guy is matam ubekachim, do you not have the heter of Bechar Bamub to now eat it Bechol Sharecha, but that there's actually an Isa to go ahead and tell a guy to do it. So you have to know where the Rosh saw that in our sugya. But that's what the Rosh saw. So says the Rosh, even though it's mefurish, what's the kasha? You see that there's Amir la'akum b'matam ubekachim, which is hechtsin zolois. I say it says in the Torah kamum la'yibay. It's not an Isa skila. Says the Rosh, you have to say that being that we're dealing with kachem and becheres taflam and hey mishum chumr the kachem who you can't bring any rayas from there. In other words, the Ravid said a chiddush that there's no amir la'akim by an ordinary loisa say only by an iseskilo. Frank the Rosh, I was sugyo. You see, by matam and bekachem not that way. And for the Rosh, you have to say that this is kachem, and for that reason, it's going to be different. But bottom line, what do you see in the Rosh? You see two things. Number one, you see from the Rosh that it's also to tell a guy to be matam and bekachem for you. But you know what else you see in the Rosh? That the Isser is not grama. The Isser is amir la'akum. The same reason you're not allowed to tell a guy to be mechal Shabbos, it's for that same reason you can't tell a guy to go ahead and be matam and bekachem. This is amir la'akum. So much so that the Rosh is bothered with a kasha. Freak the Rosh that, why is that amir la'akum? The Ravid says there's only amir la'akum by Isser Skila. You don't have amir la'akum when it comes to a regular loisa say. And for the Rosh, you have to say mishum chumr de kachem. But the point is, number one, it's awesome to tell a guy to do it. And number two, the Isser is going to be amir la'akum. But kedegir netshuva, it's in Chelek Aleph. It's the end of Simen Samech Dalet. So the Shoyul apparently told Rabbi Kiva Eger that I have a raya from a Rosh that it's usher midrabanan to tell a guy to be matam umbekachem. And it sounds like there were two chedushim. Number one, that it's usher, and number two, that it's only usher midrabanan. It's not going to be usher midei raisa. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, ze raya berura, the inner layer tshuva. It's a raya berura, and there's nothing I could say. Stating that, says Rabbi Veger, even though it's ain't all of tshuva, but I want to point out to you, Shoyul, why it's such a chiddush. Meaning the Shoyul came, wow, I have a Rosh that says to tell a guy, it's awesome midirabon. So Rabbi Veger, be'emes this halach is a festa chiddush. It's geshmak. Why? Because grama, when it comes to matam ubekachim, is awesome midir raisa. It's learned out from komum la'yibay. So if Guram is awesome in the Raisa, then why is Amir La'akum only awesome in the Rabbanon? L'chayra, I would think, says Rabbi Kivega, that Amir La'akum is more than just the Grama. If I tell a guy to do it for me, I have more involvement in what happened than in your classic grama. So if grama is awesome and they rise, as Zokrab Kiveiger, they'd be mocking to say in Svara that Kalvachomer this should be awesome and they rise. Zokrab Kiveiger, I'll prove it to you. You know what my raya is? It's classic. Unzer sugya. This is mamish being medayik every single word in the Gemara. The Gemara said that what happens if a guy goes ahead and he's matal mum, so the halach is if he did it ledaitai, it's going to be aser. And then the Mishnah said, zeh haklal, kol shehu ledaitai aser. Zok the Gemara, zeh haklal, lasuye mai. Zok the Gemara, two words. Lasuye grom. That if you went ahead and did it begrom, it's also going to be aser v'achila. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what does it sound like from the Gemara? The Gemara, Mishnah said a halacha, that if a guy is matam umbekachim, the halacha is it becomes aser. Not only that, zeh haklal. I'm going to even tell you a bigger chiddush. You know what a bigger chiddush is? Even grama. Why is grama a bigger chiddush? So you see, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that amira la'akum somehow is more nesiachis to me than grama is. Because if it's in the reverse, then me nitla b'mi. Zeh haklal is coming to be moisef, a chiddush that you don't even see in the Mishnah. I mean, without the zeh haklal, you wouldn't know grama. I would only know if a guy does it. How do you know grama? So he says, Vais tois, Amir Lakim is really more than grama. He has a raya from Hilchah Shabbos as well. But the point is, Zokrab Kiva Eger, that even though in Svara, I don't really hear why
telling a guy to do something should be less than grama. And if someone's matam mum bekachem ayde grama is over nisadei raisa, then you would think kal v'choyim amir la'akum should be nisadei raisa. But at the same time, mikamakam rayosei demar me'arosh berura umchrachas kein nir lefi anias daiti. But from the Rosh you see not that way. The bottom line is the mafurish Rosh. The Rosh is clear. The Rosh says that if you would tell a guy to go ahead and be matam mum bekachem for you, the halacha is you would not be over the isadei raisa of being matam mum bekachem ayde grama. All it is amir la'akum. Amir Lachem, everybody knows who's a Shavuos. He's only an Issa Rabbana. Why not? Because Kivega's mutching in a tshuva. We have a Rab Kivega on this. So this is a real Mara Mokim. But at the end of the day, you have a Rosh, and the Rosh would seem to therefore be mashma like the Minchas Chinuch and not like the Hartzvi. But the truth is, if you think about it, I think there's a very, very, very stark akasha. Just throw akasha out there, a little bit of food for thought. And that is, everyone knows the halacha of Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum is a shvus. You're not allowed to tell a guy to go ahead and do malacha for you on Shabbos. What's the makar? So there's different rashis and shas, but the pashtus is, yes, the man on the street, why is Amir Lakum aser? Because Yeshaya Hanavi said, Mim tzoy cheftzicha v'daver dover on Shabbos, and v'daver dover means, v'tornish redin fin malacha afilu. And as a result, you're not allowed to go ahead and tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. But Amir Lakum is a special institution that you find is us, according to the Ravid, only by Yisrael Skila, such as Shabbos, not only Shabbos. But the point is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. And the reason is because of Amir Lakum. Chayra, it's a pella. Are you allowed to do a malacha on Shabbos, ayyadei grama? Can I do a maisa that's going to cause chil Shabbos? So the truth is like this. It's a Gemara Masech to Shabbos, taf kuf chaf amid beis. The Gemara says, it says in the Torah, leisase kol malacha, ato vincho vitecha avdecha v'amaschu v'hemdecha v'gercha Hashem v'shara. But it says, leisase kol malacha. And the Gemara says, asiyah hu da'aser, grama shari. I can't do a malacha Shabbos basiyah. If it's a direct maisa, but if it's only grama, it's going to be mutter. But that just means there's no chiyuv chatas, there's no chiyuv skila, there's no chayvi krisis. It's not asa midrashis. What about midrabanan? Almost all the poskim hold that midrabanan it's going to be asa. So this gemara that says leisasa kol malacha asiyu da asa grama shari, that's only in the midrashis level. But midrabanan, if you do a malacha yidei grama, this is a very, very long shmuz. But midrabanan, the short answer is you're not allowed to do a malacha yidei grama. It's true. But that's on the deraisa level. That's on the chatas level, on the skila level. But as it relates to midrabanan, it's for sure going to be us. So I ask you a question. If telling a goy is grama, the way Reb Tzvi Pesach held, and in Svara, the way Reb Kivega said, for sure it should even be more chamer, so what do you need Amir Lakum for? L'chare, Amir Lakum should be us because of grama. So why do I need a new chiddush, a new halacha that Amir la'akum is aser? Every Amir la'akum typically am b'michal Shabbos b'shoygi, and b'michal Shabbos b'shoygi is the same as the rabban. Now, if Amir la'akum was a nisadei raisa, okay, this is a nisadei raisa. But Amir la'akum is doch the same shvus. It's the same rabban. It's the same shvus, the shvus, the shvus. Right? You get all the coolest. It's a nisadei rabban. So what's the difference if it's grama or if it's Amir la'akum? So what's the chiddush of Amir la'akum? L'chayre, every Amir la'akum, tape a clay, anyway, is going to be a grama. So later, what's mavur in the Rosh and the Minchas Chinuch? No, if you tell a guy to do something, it's not considered grama. It's not grama. So you have to come on to a new parsha, that even though it's not grama, but it's Amir la'akum. But Rav Hirsch Pesach is saying, for a Dover Pasha, he's answering all these kashas based on this Yosai, that when you tell a guy to do something, it's considered grama. So if it's considered grama, every Amir la'akum should be grama. Just to ratchet up the kasha a little bit. The Hartzvi, and this is not a Shailos Hatshuvas Hartzvi, but this is the Hartzvi al Hashas. It's a Masech to Shabbos. It's Tavkuf Chof Amid Breiz. He brings a tremendous chiddush from the Machzeh Avram. The Machzeh Avram was one of the Gedolei Olam in the late 19th century, early 20th century. So he said a beautiful chiddush. He says that the Gemara says in Masech to Shabbos Tavkuf Chof Amid Breiz that Leisasa Kol Malach Asiyu Da Asa Grom Ashari, that if you do Malach Ayde Grom, you're not over the Issa Day Raisa. So he said Yesh Loima, that's going to be true for every Malach but one, Havara. Why? Because we know Havara Lelav Yotzes. If somebody's over the lav of loisavaru esh b'chomosh v'zechem yemei Shabbos, he's not chayv karis, he's not chayv skila, there's no chatos. Why? Havar l'lav yotzes. That's the one loisaseh with regards to Shabbos that the Torah singled out. Machloik is in the Gemara, why the Torah singled it out? One man says l'chalik yotzes, they tell me there's a special chatos for each of the lamatas malachas. Another man says l'lav yotzes. So said the Machzeh Avraham, that according to the man that holds havar l'lav yotzes, yesh loimar, if someone's going to light a fire on Shabbos, al yidei grama, he's going to be over an isadei raisa. Why? Because being that it's lelav yotzis, it's not included in loisasa kol malacha. Right? The oimik of lelav yotzis, toisus psochem daf eyom edbeis, is that loisavaru is not a malacha. It doesn't follow the gdarim of halacha, because of milacha, because it's excluded. It's different. Malacha, you have to skill it. This is not a malacha. So when it says in the Torah loisasa kol malacha, it means everything, but because l'lav yosis. So if it's not included in l'isasa kol malacha, so you don't have asiyah hu da'aser hagrama shari. As a result, what's going to come out is if somebody would go ahead and he would light a fire al yidei grama on Shabbos, he'd be over this day raisa. It would be chatos. He would have all the chumers of Shabbos. If that's the case, it should be asim yidei raisa to tell a guy to light a fire if you want Shabbos. Can you tell a guy to light a fire on Shabbos? It's amir lakum. Okay, but amir lakum can't chenetz again. There's a rabbin, right? There's times where Amir La'akum is l'kula, but that's based on the fact that telling a guy to do something is only awesome with the rabbanon. L'chayra, again, just the ha'ara. Yesh lachkar, if according to the Machzah Avram that the Hartzvi himself brings, according to this Machzah Avram's chiddush, that grumo, when it comes to leisavar reish b'chomosh v'seichem is awesome with the raisa, yesh lachkar, if maybe there'd be an isadei raisa, to tell a guy to light a fire for you on Shabbos. And that same piece, the Hartzvi brings a tremendous chiddush from the Chavos Yar. The context of the Chavos Yar's chiddush was a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. It's a well-known Gemara when you're learning Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav said, Matzasi Megillah Starim Bei Reb Chiya. He said, I found a hidden scroll in the house of Reb Chiya. Because of Bay, and it said in this scroll, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachis Abram Chaser Achas, there's 39 Malachis, the Ene Chayev Ela Achas, the only Chayev one. It wasn't clear what Ene Chayev Ela Achas wants. So the Gemara discussed it a little bit, and the Gemara concluded that what it said was, Ene Chayev Ela Achas Mehen. There's 39 Malachis, and for one of the Malachis, there's no Chatas. So if you do any one of the Malachis B'shoigig, Chatas. One of the 39 not. And the Gemara has a whole discussion, which one of the 39 not. One mandama said it's toilish, it's ma'amer, it's this, it's that. Freit the Chavos Yar, a bomba for Nakasha. He said, what's the discussion in the Gemara? He said, so pasha, which one is not? Havara. There's a mandama that says Havara l'lav yotzis. If it's l'lav yotzis, it's a regular chayvi lav. And chayvi lav, there's no chatos. And if that's the case, it's pasha. So what's mutter the Gemara and Shabbos Sadik Vavam Ebeis? Which is the one of the Melechah Shabbos? That doesn't involve a chatos. It's pasha freit the Chavos Yar. V'tzorich iyun. Lama nachliku amayroi. V'nestabku ezen melocha hida amar isi she'eni chayv aleh. V'lei echlitu shu mavir. V'svir lei kemando amad esvir lei lelav yotzis. V'yesh loima one line in Chavos Yar. Says the Chavos Yar, a gishmak et eret. He says, because I think that according to the man that holds Havara lelav yotzis, there's one other lav that's also going to be lelav yotzis. You know what that is? Mechaba. Havara and mechaba, two sides of the same coin. The Havara is when you light the fire. Mechab is when you extinguish the fire. A Chiddush Gadol, Chavos Yar, that the man that holds Havara is alive, Kibui is also going to be alive. Mechab is also going to, if that's the case, it's not 38, it's only 37. That's how the Chamanu couldn't be going according to that man. Because the man that holds Havara, the Lav Yatsis, it wouldn't have been Chutz Miyachas. It would have been Chutz Mishnayim. But the point is, if that's the case, if Kibui is also likewise Savaru Esh B'chol Moish V'seichem B'yei Mashabos. So in that shtickle, the Tzvi Pesach says that Loit the Machzei Avram, that Havara is not included in Loit Savaru Esh B'chol Moish V'seichem because it doesn't have the Chumra of Melech Shabbos. I'm sorry, it's not included Loit Sasa Kol Melech because it doesn't have the Chumras of Melech Shabbos, then it's going to come out Mechab is not either going to have the Chumras. So you have two Lavin on Shabbos, two of the Melechas that are technically not Melechas. So again, it should come out that if somebody tells a guy to go light a fire on Shabbos, read the Machzeh Avram that says that it's not included in Leisasa Kol Malachas. The Grom is going to be awesome in the Raisa. Or if someone would tell a guy to be Mechab on Shabbos, light the Chavos Yair, who was Moisef, and who said that if you hold Havar L'Lav Yatzis, Mechab is also L'Lav Yatzis, then L'Chayra, it could be, if you hold, that any time you tell a guy to do something, there's an Issa Grama, then look, maybe there'll be an Issa Deraisa. So we're leaving with two kashas. Number one, what do you need Amir L'Akam on Shabbos for? Typically, it's Grama. Wait, the Hartzvi's Chiddush, that if you tell a guy to do something, even though there's no Shlichos L'Akam, but being that he's doing it because of you, it's Grama. So what do you need Amir L'Akam for? Grama is awesome in Shabbos Midrabanan anyways. So typically, it's Grama. V'yei shloimar oid, that loit the Machzeh Avram, with the tzir of the Chavis Yar, it could be there'd be two hechetimses where Amir Lakim should be awesome with Eiraisa, Havara and Kiboy, where the halacha is that Grom is awesome with Eiraisa. If Amir Lakim is Groma, Amir Lakim's a Shvus, it should be an Issa Eiraisa, and it can impact halacha tremendously. Just a ha'ara on this.